Yep, kicking it podcast. Cause we're here to do a podcast and we love kicking it now. That's what I'm talking about. What episode is this?
I think it's like six.
That's six? Okay. Welcome to the Kicking It podcast number six. Thank you for listening.
Siete.
Yes.
No, that's wrong. Damn, sorry, I fucked that up.
All three of us are here while I do my intro recording because I'm lazy. So today, we're going to talk about sharks and lasers and stuff.
That All right. Another episode.
And Pierce is ugly.
Love you guys. Thanks for listening. And so yeah, if you want to check us out on Facebook, we're at Kicking It Podcast on Facebook, and email us at kickingit.podcast@gmail.com and at Kicking It on Twitter, at Kicking It Podcast on Twitter. Yes.
Yep.
And thank you and enjoy the show. Have a good one. Oh my god. Anybody else tired?
Yeah.
I'm fucking tired.
Slow day at work.
I work today.
Welcome to the Kicking It podcast.
Where we all work today.
That's We're working right. now, too.
Yeah.
I'm Ian.
I'm Pierce.
And Michael. And we are
the Three Amigos. Musketeers.
Oh. Damn it,
Damn
Pierce.
It.
Kick it! Wicked. I guess you would be Chevy Chase, Martin Short. Steve Martin.
I'll take Steve
Which Martin. Is funny because Chevy Chase's name on Community is Pierce.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody wants him around.
I see how this dynamic Pierce. Is getting set up. The truth is you kicked me out of two podcasts rather than...
Yeah, don't worry, Pierce. We'll wait for you to record. We'll call you this weekend. Don't worry about it, man.
Hey, guys. Can I come?
Hey, where is he? Oh, he's somewhere else.
Yeah, we're not recording this week, Pierce.
Okay, I guess that's fine.
Because you're going on vacation, remember?
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
So...
Oh.
Michael,
took a second.
Ian's a latecomer to this party.
All right. So let's bring it back with Reading Rainbow.
Recap.
Oh, yeah. So obviously it got funded as it was, the fifth most funded Kickstarter project historically?
It was like fifth or fourth. It was one of those.
Really high. It was up there.
Yeah, ahead of it was Pebble. The next one was... I can't remember. I don't have the article.
Yeah, no worries.
Third one was Veronica Mars movie. Fourth was Reading Rainbow, most funded.
They were the most backed project of all time.
Most backers, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, had the most backers, not most backed. Well, I mean, this was a pretty great success. I was actually shocked at what they raised.
Well, God. Seth MacFarlane, after they hit $4 million, he said he was going to match every dollar up to $1 million. And I think he put in something like $800,000 himself.
Something like that.
He should have just dumped the whole million.
He should have. Like, what's $200,000?
Well, it's also his money.
Well, see, now the community is invested rather than just one backer.
What's that?
This allows the community to invest in it. Everyone
is
doing it, so it's now it belongs to everyone.
It gives extra incentive for people to put money in.
Yeah.
Are you excited to get your coffee mug and t-shirt? What are you getting?
I'm going to get a coffee mug and, I think a t-shirt. I was thinking of the tote.
Oh, the tote bag.
I don't know. I definitely am going to get the coffee mug. Don't know if it's going to be the t-shirt or the tote. That is TBD.
To be determined?
The book, dude?
Yeah, damn. I'm trying to think of something clever, but not quick enough.
The bag, dude. He's going for the tote.
The tote?
Totes.
Anyways.
If I did the 5,000 adopt a school level, could I choose the curriculum?
What do you do? Do you get to adopt all the kids in the school and they sleep at your house from now on?
I was hoping I could, do fun classes like Elemental Greek Philosophy 101 for fifth graders.
I think that defeats the purpose of Reading Rainbow.
Then you should try alchemy as well.
Reading Plato.
The Lost Art of Alchemy.
Natural philosophy, as it's called, is not included here.
You know what Reading Rainbow t-shirt I'm going to get?
Which one?
The 6-bit character or whatever.
Didn't even know that there was choices.
Oh, yeah. Different colors and I like it. All right. So what's next? I mean, Ian, I think you've got a few recaps as well.
Actually, today I had two projects that finished their campaign and are getting funded.
Enlighten us.
Got the quarter century belt. They were asking for 10,000 and they finished at 125,000.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's for a fancy leather belt. And I'm expected to get that in October.
In black, right?
Says the alcoholic dad.
Oh, yes, in black.
Everybody's getting a belt, says my dad.
I know when I'm going to use my belt when I get it.
Oh, oh boy.
Hit you upside the behind.
I'm going to paint your porch red, son.
Oh, man.
Not if I get
you. And remember, I lived in the South for quite a while. I can give you all these little sayings.
And also, the Apex Pro Murano hoodie also got funded.
Is that how you say it, Murano?
We had this discussion last
Marino.
Time.
Marino. I think I'm saying it
I was always
every
told
time.
Marino.
I was heard Marino, yeah. But...
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I'm saying it wrong every time.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll be the first to admit I'm not that great with pronunciations. I kind of suck at it. Sometimes I just mispronounce things.
Yeah.
And it's just something that I do.
Yeah.
So I'm getting a hoodie.
How much was this one again?
It was...
Like the $100, you get $200 one?
$95 you get a wool hoodie.
Okay, weren't you talking about a really expensive one beforehand?
Yeah, he used to...
Yeah, that was the Murano.
Okay.
Performance apparel thingy.
Yeah, that thing was like $400, I thought.
No, that was $400. You get yourself, like, I don't know, all the pieces of clothing that
you
they
get
had.
A merino wool tracksuit.
Yeah. You get to look like a sheep.
To wear while you play dominoes in the park.
Exactly. So the Apex hoodie was asking for $15,000. They finished at $94,000.
Wow.
And both companies are coming out of San Francisco, too, and they're both going to be manufacturing out of San Francisco, so...
It's quite really? The Apex.
Support local.
Oh, dude, I found another clothing Kickstarter project that I actually am going to get on. I haven't bought it yet, but it's actually an LA-based company, so not in the Bay, but still in California.
Oh, California. Support local.
Yeah. I'm all about it. But I love the title. By the Lawless Denim and Company. But the title is Put Americans to Work Making Heritage Jeans.
Mm.
And honestly, look at the cover of this.
It's a Billy Joel album. Got?
It's a Bruce Springsteen.
That's
actually.
Sorry, Bruce.
Come on! Are you kidding
Get
me?
Get out!
No, I'm sorry.
Did you just fuck up a Boss reference?
No, I know.
You just fucked up the Boss.
I know the album.
Jesus Christ, Pierce. Bruce Springsteen is going to come and kick your ass for comparing him to Billy Joel.
I promise.
You know,
I know
that,
the
right?
Difference.
So the picture consists of a guy wearing pants. It's just his rear end with an American flag bandana hanging out.
You guys just make fun of me for the longest
and
time.
And a pair of scissors sticking out of the pocket, too.
Well, it's a tool of his trade.
I would be afraid of sitting on that.
For the blue-collar gentleman.
I actually really like these jeans.
Well, yeah, the whole idea of the picture is, made in America.
Yeah, and not only that, though, I've seen some other jean companies on here, but... The videos, the pictures, the descriptions, they just aren't kind of as homey as I like it to be. Dude, check it out. For $79 pledge, you get a 14-ounce dark gray or red salvage denim.
How
I
much? What'd you say? Gray.
$79.
$79 you get a pair?
Yeah.
That's a good
price. I'm
going
to get in. There are only three left. I'm going to do this after this podcast. I'm going to buy a pair. And then they got some more other $79 ones. Again, 14.5-ounce salvaged Japanese vintage denim for $79 with straight slim and then skinny fits. And
all the normal.
Exactly.
All the normal fits, yeah.
Yeah, how does the Japanese denim stuff work with the American theme?
Well, they buy it and then they manufacture it. They cut it and put it
together.
So
here. This is all salvaged, though. This is This isn't new shit they're getting from. This is made
this
long.
This is used denim.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
it's recycled denim. Salvage.
Yeah, you know. Salvage.
Those Japanese waste denim like no one's business.
They go to the dump. They dig around for hours looking for old used jeans.
Hey, I've seen people do it here.
Yeah. Those guys are working hard for their salvage denim. What else are you looking at, Michael? Didn't you show us something else?
Oh, yeah. So I've got a cool concept, you know, as far as full execution, I still don't know, but I like the concept. Anyways, it's called the Go Glove, G-O-G-L-O-V-E, all one word. But basically, it's a glove that has a Bluetooth connection to your phone, so you can switch tracks and adjust the volume and kind of skip songs.
What?
Yeah, and it's all within your glove, so you don't have to take your phone out. There are magnets inside the thumb and then the other fingers, and you can program it to what you want to do for each finger.
Oh,
and you just kind of tap the magnets together, and it'll... Pause, play, skip, volume, all that shit.
Well, it looks like, looking at the pictures here on their actual web on their Kickstarter page, looks like you make nipple pinching motions
yeah.
to do things.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah.
Okay. Well, because it's like you're gripping a dial.
Right.
Yeah.
Or a nipple.
Yeah. Or a nipple. Yeah. I don't know. Mine's what volume you turn up except for an angry
Easy
wife.
Fucker.
Do not, could you milk me?
Ew.
But talk about like serious first world issues. They got
oh,
the normal
God, yes.
the normal frustrated, exaggerated, frustrated people in the video. It's like, oh, God, take off my damn glove to change the music.
But I'm going
to
be honest.
$400 phone. And so,
I'll be honest. I'm that first world problem person.
Yeah, I understand, too. I like the idea. But like, if you got something to keep you from having to pull out your $400 phone on your $1,000 skis on your like $80 a day parking pass,
just hanging out on Breckenridge.
Oh, and Aspen, it's so frustrating sometimes.
Oh my God. Oh yeah, I agree. It is kind of a stupid problem that we have, but it is an issue.
Right.
How much do you have to pledge to get one?
$99. So
$99.
Well, the early backers $79. The normal price is $99. But here's the thing. They have kind of validated this and tested it out with, like, Pandora, Spotify, I think iTunes as well.
Oh, the good ones.
So it actually works with those, like, through your smartphone. It actually works with those. So that's a big thing versus having something that, oh, yeah, it does this, but doesn't play nicely with your third-party programs and apps, you know?
Well, they're asking $50,000, which is reasonable, but they're only up to
$18,000. Did you say it doesn't play nicely?
It does. But, like I'm saying, what's the point of getting it if it doesn't play nicely, you know?
Yeah.
Well,
similar
I'm just...
to a smartwatch I was looking at, and I was like, oh, you don't play well with Gmail. Come on.
I have nerd conflicts about... It depends on how they do
their
software.
Well, sing it, nerd.
Go ahead.
Well...
Let's hear it.
Is it closed-source software?
Okay. Moving on.
See, that's okay. What, see, that's why I didn't go into it. I stopped myself
you
and you guys.
You're right, Pierce. You're right.
I just
I'm
said,
sorry. We baited
I wonder
you.
About the software.
Let's figure out how much RAM is in this real quick.
We baited you. I'm sorry. that was mean.
Basically,
was mean.
All I mean is, will they allow the community to develop for it?
I'm sure. Every single tech thing I've ever seen on here is never closed source. It's always open source.
I mean, because this is crowd... It's all crowdsourced by
that's
their nature.
That's the only way
so
that they're
going
to get a product like this off the ground
right.
is
yeah.
if they make it open for anybody to make an app.
Right, because they don't want to have to hire a software team.
Yeah, exactly.
And again, you know, this is a very early prototype, in my opinion.
Sure.
It's new, but it solves an issue. It does. This is an issue that I have problems with. It solves it.
I love wearable tech.
They are expecting to get it out by December,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
That's a little unrealistic deadline for tech stuff. 6 months from now? Is
think
that what
so?
It is?
You tell me.
5 months? Oh, yeah.
Well,
all the tech stuff that I go into is always late. It's hard to get things out on time.
I guess you should just
because
go
of
into it expecting
stuff.
It. Yeah.
They send it off to China and have to get it made. All those guys are busy over there now.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Pierce. We won't make fun of you anymore. Nerd out. What do you have? Nerd out on us.
Well.
Not, actually, I'm sorry. Let me take that back. Don't nerd out like... Go like mainstream nerd out.
How about lasers?
The freaking laser?
Laser. A laser.
Lasers.
Okay.
This is
okay, I'm listening.
Now you've intrigued us.
This is the Infinity Blue Laser
Blaster.
Can I
shoot you with a laser?
You know what? There's a video of this guy popping balloons with it. I don't think it's like, you can't kill stormtroopers with it, but you can definitely pop balloons. It's focused enough heat. Yeah.
This seems dangerous.
It incredibly seems dangerous.
Whoa.
The guy's like, by funding this item and intending upon receiving, you are signing a contract with me, swearing that you are 21 years or older. Because the first thing I would do if I was 16 is point it at someone's eye.
Oh, God.
I'm looking at this right now for the first time. This thing is fucking amazing.
This is pretty cool.
How does this not fall under, like, your semi-firearm?
You guys... We're getting lasers!
Oh my God!
Now,
and I love the name of the company too.
He obviously, you watch the video, he obviously has a working prototype, but the rest of the stuff, there's no real description about timelines, there's not really much about how he's going to do it, which scares me too, but the idea...
He's asking for
a
decent
a laser that can pop a balloon, you think about that's a pretty strong, focused beam of light.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can more than, you know, kill ants with it.
Well, you can,
like you would with a magnifying glass.
If you aim it at the wall, you could probably, you know,
burn holes
it's like
in the
a
wall.
Cigarette kind of burn. Like
that's
a,
your new
like
lighter, Ian.
Burn.
Yeah, let's light cigarettes.
We could just William Tell your cigarettes for you. It's like, just stand still, buddy.
Awesome.
Close your eyes.
Okay, but quit pointing at
or
my eye socket.
Or is it funnier that you have the protective glasses on? Which yeah. I wonder, does
give
it come
glasses.
With protective glasses?
Yeah, it's sitting right
oh,
here.
Oh, good. And
I
protection.
Just had a terrible idea. Sorry. People are,
I see.
People are going to like walk up to people and mark them like, oh, you're mine.
Just wait till the...
This is a new form of tattoos.
Just wait till ATF gets in on this or some way.
Laser? That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, you still have to go through the FCC because it's electronic.
Right, so someone's going to like...
They're probably not
going to
authorize
this. Whoa, hold on. Have to do like gun control laws or whatever.
Or yeah, ATF.
Seriously?
Would probably be yeah. more involved with this thing.
Yeah.
So they'd slap something down on it. So get it now, kids. Well, it's on the internet, and you can get it for, you know, without
how much,
people knowing.
How much of a, what of a pledge does it cost to get a laser? Do you get a freaking laser?
You can get it for $100. You'll be able to purchase it. The value is $350, the guy says, so you're getting $150 off the retail price.
So after you use this, do you have to, like, buy new batteries? Or is it, like, you,
I was
you can use it once
that.
And then it never works again?
I was wondering about that. The guy says no batteries are included, which implies that they're
bullshit.
Expensive.
Bullshit
implies yep. they're expensive, but
I was gonna buy this specifically to take the batteries out and put them into my Xbox 360 controllers. God damn it!
Come on, why did he just throw in some plutonium batteries? Jesus Christ!
Yeah, I know. Why hasn't he developed fusion energy yet?
Come on! God damn it!
That should be a Kickstarter. I think if we all focus enough, we can get cold fusion.
You get in on that right now.
Yeah.
You get to work
that's
on
yours.
It. I'll be the first backer if you start your fusion. All
right. I will just take my theology degree and get right on that.
There you go.
Oh, gosh. What do you got next? You've got like...
I've got a few more. So we talked about the storm tag in a previous episode. A cool crowdsourced weather thing. Detects humidity, temperature, and uploads them to a social network type
yep.
thing. Well, here is something that gets metrics that the storm tag doesn't have. The Vavud wind meter. I don't ask me how you say that properly. It's V-A-A-V-U-D.
Vavud?
Vavud.
Vavud.
Vavud wind meter. And
ah, it's British. I told you, the only good things that Brits make are colanders.
Well, that doesn't explain
send
why it's called
all
Vavud.
Your comments to Pierce at Kicking It Podcast. He
okay.
told me to say that.
So I don't know what the proper name for it is. I guess wind meters may be proper enough, but I think there's a fancy
there's
term.
A fancy term.
What's
for
the fancy
it?
Term?
I don't recall. No, but I know it's a fairly lengthy
la-di-da.
Word.
But so it's a wind meter that plugs into your smartphone. You plug it in the top, the wind blows it, it detects the speed, direction, all, you know, just easily pull it out of your pocket, put it on. And at first I was thinking, well, who the heck would use this? And then their video accurately showed some cases like people on a sailboat were
yeah,
using
it. Yeah, because I was thinking, the minute you told me about it, and I was like, well, this is like a poor man's smart tag.
Right. Like,
but no, then you make a good argument.
If you're on, if you're sailing, if you're, you know,
windsurfing,
shooting rockets, windsurfing,
shooting.
Wait,
rockets.
Wait, did you say shooting rockets?
Yeah, no, model rockets.
Okay, we moved
from,
on.
Okay, jeez, I was thinking
remote control aircraft.
We moved on from weaponry. No more
yeah.
missiles.
No, like,
I was like, is this
model weapon? Rockets? You know,
model rockets.
Yeah, general things.
Kite flying.
You just think of that. But it covers a thing that the storm tag doesn't do, so my...
Landing on the moon.
Sorry, Ian. Only iPhone Android supported.
Of course.
Yeah, well...
I know. I would not expect
them
to...
That's the way the wind blows.
I would not expect them to think that they need to develop for the third largest phone operating system.
Out of three.
By the way, it plugs into the bottom of the phone, if you know how an iPhone's set
the
up.
Third largest, huh? You mean second place
well,
loser?
Good thing I don't own an iPhone. But, see... Apparently, it looks like they made the app to flip, so that tackles that issue.
That what need what to flip?
The app screen will flip upside down. Not all apps will do that.
You see how the thing plugs into the headphones.
Upside
down
iPhone 5s and
plugs into the bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
But
so
they made the app so it flips 360 degrees or 180.
Who wants
degrees.
To hold their phone upside down?
If you're trying to detect the wind for not that long, if they mix this and they like join like the storm tag people, we would have like an ultimate crowdsource kind of weather database. I just think that's cool.
What's the pledge on this bad boy to get one?
The pledge on this bad boy to get one is the 20 pounds.
26 pounds. What's that, like 40-something-ish bucks?
26 pounds.
26 pounds.
I'll get my converter. Yeah.
45.50 is 26 pounds.
So 45.50. Okay.
44.50.
Oh, boy. That's kind of
see, when we're all looking these up, though. You got to dramatically type.
That's expensive, though, compared to the Storm Tag. Storm Tag was like 35 bucks.
Yeah, and but you don't have to plug it into anything.
Nope.
Yeah.
But that's because this is a wind meter meant for immediate use. Like you're
but the Storm Tag is for immediate use.
What, you need to know the humidity right now?
I would like to know the temperature right now.
Well, yeah. Then you get a... I'm saying, like, this is not a solve-all thing. I'd get a Storm...
Yeah, the Storm Tag doesn't do wind, right?
Yeah, it doesn't.
It does not.
Okay.
So,
but that's, like, the price point
I'm
basing
off.
If you
were the ultimate weather nerd... It's a whole different sort of thing. If you're an ultimate weather nerd, you would have your Storm Tag and your Vavud wind meter to be your own personal weather station.
There's plenty of weather nerds out there.
There are, actually.
Yeah, there are.
That wasn't sarcasm.
Okay. No, yeah, I know. Today I'm too tired to be sarcastic.
All right. Well, we're going to be very sarcastic with this next... Kickstarter project.
You all mock me, but this one is good.
We mock you to your face, period.
You know how many...
What is it? I have no
You know how many 3D printers there are or were on Kickstarter?
But 3D printers have way more of... way more touch points.
An application.
Exactly.
Yeah, but the thing is, this is not meant to be... This is meant to go with it. There will be the subset of people...
So tell... No more suspense.
It's called Squink, the Personal Electronic Circuit Factory.
Spell it.
S-Q-U-I-N-K.
Squink.
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 Which sounds like an STD.
Ew.
But... It is not. It's basically, it prints circuit boards.
Stop going gross. Ew.
So you've made your fun little parts with your 3D printer, and now you need a circuit to operate them all. This is where Squink comes in. It will help bring manufacturing to the masses.
Did you kind of go exactly? Boards. Yeah. I don't think you mentioned that yet. Did you?
For what?
Circuit boards?
It prints. You guys were making fun of me so much, I said it prints circuit boards.
Okay.
What?
Squink is a thing.
I missed that part.
It's a printer.
I'm sorry, Pierce.
It's a printer for circuit boards.
Okay.
It prints circuit boards, which you can then use with your own projects. So you would have this thing, you use it for your own projects, boom, many more cool Kickstarters out of the means of production being put into the hands of the proletariat.
What's a proletariat? I'm going to Google that.
You're going to get some bad marks for that.
as soon as somebody emails us and complains, I'll be sure to let you know.
I don't think we've actually got a single email from any listener.
Are we
talking about this in the middle of the podcast again? God damn it.
we did mention Facebook and stuff earlier on.
What did you say?
Yeah, earlier podcast. Yes.
No, this episode.
We said it right off the get-go, I think. Or is that one of the intros where we didn't?
Okay, but I'm not that tired.
This thing. Squink obviously has a more niche appeal, but the concept is really cool. And if the inspiring entrepreneur has those limitations of production, at least for a prototype, this would get in. This would help them get started. They need about 100,000, which that's way too reasonable of a starting point. The goal they're asking for.
Jesus Christ, do you see the initial pledge amount?
Yeah, $2,499.
Oh, holy when you think crap. About the 3D printers that were first hitting Kickstarter, were starting at that price.
Yeah.
So
that's the thing. Something like this needs to get through because it's hard.
Nobody makes this.
Nobody makes this.
So.
And it's important because with this sort of thing, other things in price go down because then the individual... Artisan engineer, if you will, if we make that term, has a tool.
When you look at this project, it's actually one of the most unique things on Kickstarter right now with the repetitiveness of other things that people keep making, like wallets. Stop making all the wallets,
did I earn some kicking it points?
Oh, dude, definitely, definitely.
You guys thought I was going to nerd out about this.
Are we giving points now?
No.
Are we on a point system?
Oh, yeah.
Pledges. How do we get points?
When the fuck do we get points?
Pledges.
All right. What's next?
Oh, Oh. Let's talk about the most important tech thing on the face of the planet.
Oh, yes. It's mine. I forgot. Jesus.
This is all you, Michael.
It is. And actually, you know what? I was really good about it. I posted a link to it on Facebook before we even started recording today.
Oh,
that's,
dear.
That's how much I like this product.
So you're saying people should go there and just
they
look
should.
At it. Yes.
So this is called One Fast Cat
now,
Exercise
what's that again?
Wheel. What?
Sorry.
What's it called?
One Fast Cat. It's an exercise wheel for cats.
Oh, dear God.
Now, how awesome is that?
Now, how does this work?
Well,
fuck! Your puns!
Yeah, it's Super Troopers.
Yeah. Well, you see, meow, cats need to expend some energy. They're fat, they're lazy, and I can give firsthand experience of this because there's my roommate has a cat.
She might be listening.
That's I
she
showed
might be
her this.
Listening right meow.
I, yeah, she,
meow?
It was my turn.
It was. Okay.
Are you guys saying meow?
Do I look like a cat to you? Am I jumping around all nimbly bimbly?
That's what it is. Dude.
That was Jim Gaffigan, the driver.
Yeah.
That pulled over. That's awesome stuff. Anyways.
All right.
This is great. It's a very affordable cat wheel, so cats can, A, lose a little weight, and, two, burn off some of that excess energy so they're not freaked out by the time you get home and want to attack you the minute you walk in the door.
It's important for a young kitten to get that energy out.
Well, I mean, just like it is for us to get physical exercise,
yeah,
it is for a cat. Otherwise, they will displace their angst in very non-healthy ways, like scratching upholstery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Laying around on their back saying, oh my god, I want some of this more cat food. Pet my tummy.
While I spats the couch.
It's like Heathen Bot from Futurama.
We apologize for nothing. So, is there a way to lock the cat in this?
There's not.
There's
I think
is that
people,
a stretch goal?
I'll make you something.
You could make something, but I think the owner of the creator was like, yeah, people would probably hate me if I made the cats get locked in there.
All the shit Romney got for putting his dogs on the top of the car.
You can get one of these cat wheels for $199. And I know that kind of sounds expensive, but other like actual exercise wheels for cats, they cost like $500 plus.
When you actually look at this thing, you
it's
can
well
see
designed.
Where the $200 is going.
It's very well designed.
Super cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's very simplistic. There's not a lot of parts. I mean, once it's assembled, there are a few parts, so there's nothing crazy. It's not electronic. It's all manual.
Cool.
And it looks like a Stargate. How cool is that?
It's fish on wheels.
You know what as
long as Egyptians don't start materializing through it, I'm cool with that.
Dude, how awesome
cats
would
cats on a wheel? Is. Egyptians coming through the sky. This is how the Stargate would be.
How did we not put
this
together?
Oh my god!
Just like the thin premise on Stargate.
Stretch goal.
Michael's ripping Stargate. His hair out right now.
Stargate skin. That's a stretch goal.
Stargate
with chevrons.
Oh my god!
How cool would that be? You see it spinning. It has
so
a
chevron's
power.
Locked.
I see
chevron one locked.
I see here
rates the power of the cat's performance.
I see here that they're asking for $10,000 and they've already exceeded 32,000.
Yeah,
I say 5,000 or 50,000 should be the Stargate stretch goal, and then 100,000. 100,000 could be you. It comes with a cat.
Let's. I'm no joke. I'm gonna email this dude and be like, listen,
Stargate skin.
Stargate skin.
That's Stargate it. Skin, and I'm in.
Chevron's locked.
I mean, if you could do a power source to lock the chevrons in there, like
Naquita,
like performance. Oh yeah, like they only if it's a light, brisk kind of run. It's only one chevron's locked.
You showed me this video earlier too. I could watch it for hours just watching that cat go around the circle. I wish I had a cat so that I could get one of these so that I could just watch the cat nonstop. Just like, oh my god, kitty, kitty, where are
you? He's that fun
it
kitty.
It just needs to be an endless gif.
Keep going, kitty. Why are you stopping and then beat the cat within an inch of its
which
life?
Is,
get back in the wheel!
Which is why you need the locking door.
Oh, exactly.
With air holes. With air holes.
Yeah, okay.
And you plug this thing into the
I
wall
guess
so
be,
when
oh
the thing stops moving, it
oh
shocks
god.
The cat to run.
PETA is so
stretch,
unhappy.
Stretch goal, lock doors, more stretch goal, air holes in the lock doors.
Even next level, electrified running.
Electrified running. Keep running, kitty.
Like a cat on a hot tin roof.
Speaking of ridiculous.
Ian, oh, ridiculous. You guys want to talk ridiculous?
I do. Let's get a little insane in the membrane.
Everything I have today is recap.
This is ridiculous.
So I backed the Kung Fury movie quite some time ago. And if nobody has seen the preview for this thing, you should go to YouTube and Google it, because their actual Kickstarter videos changed. But the preview for this movie is ridiculous.
He looks like a mix between Ryu and, like, Street... And, yes. Well, it's like Ryu and another character I'm thinking of.
It's basically... The movie is like a throwback to the 80s cop movies. And yeah, he's a kung fu renegade cop. It's like the first line on the trailer.
With the bad hacking cut scenes where he straps on the glove. Yeah, he's like, I'm almost in!
All the 80s like high-tech special effects. And he has to go and battle the greatest kung fu master of all time.
Hitler. Or what was it?
Kung Fuhrer.
Kung Fuhrer. Oh, and he has to go back in time to beat him up and stuff.
For a schmackdown.
Yeah, I'm still waiting on this project to,
Oh my god, they have a DeLorean on the page!
Yes.
Fuck.
Everything 80s.
Just 80s masturbation.
Everything about an 80s movie that you can think of is
Viking
in this movie.
Women with Uzis?
The heavy metal sort of,
Yes. I definitely recommend people check it out. Now, it has been over since January. And the movie's expected to be finished in November, and I'm excited.
Can they get Samuel L. Jackson in on this somehow? I feel like he'd be perfect in some role.
I wouldn't be surprised if they got some popular people, because if you go to like his Facebook page, I think he's got like selfies with other celebrities and stuff like that. So he's probably talked to people, hey, be in my movie.
I'm honestly shocked that Samuel L. Jackson isn't in every movie. Him or Morgan Freeman. Like, the voiceover work alone. It's, like, every movie.
Michael Jackson is a movie... Or Samuel Jackson is a movie whore. So, yeah. I'm excited for this movie to actually come out. I'm gonna have a viewing party. You guys can come over.
Cool.
Yeah.
Now, what level do you get the Laserdisc?
I think it was $30.
Are you fucking kidding? Laserdisc?
Wouldn't that be, like, the collector's item, you know?
There was an actual stretch goal at one time where they were saying that they would print it on VHS the way that this movie should be viewed on.
This is going to look awful on Blu-ray.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
It's going to look worse than The Matrix on Blu-ray.
I am getting the Blu-ray.
Of course you are. Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Blu-ray. We are going crazy on this shit.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He's got a good budget to work with.
Don't you have some artistic thing that you wanted to talk about?
Oh, that was a... Oh, yeah. Okay. So...
What else do
you
got?
If you're like me, you are very intrigued by breasts. But if you were also like
As
me...
As is with 50% of the population.
Wait, I'm sorry. But I lost you at breasts.
If you were also like me, you have sufficient Protestant guilt that you are very uncomfortable with topics like breastfeeding. So this is called Milk. It's a showcase of breastfeeding around the nation. Now, literally, it's a picture book where...
What the fuck made you, like... What draws you to this shit, dude?
It looked funny. And it was just, you know... One of those things, I'm like, why? Because apparently someone's very indignant that breastfeeding is considered indecent or wrong.
Is it me
wrong
or do some
do
of these
public?
Babies look really, really chubby?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I finally just... Yeah, well, this is awkward.
It's to show how beautiful.
But good for them.
It's show how beautiful breastfeeding is, and I am immensely uncomfortable. And it's all like, well, why does that need to be?
I don't. You can do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say shit to a woman in public. I'm not going to stare at it. I don't really care.
Oh, I'm going to stare.
I'm not.
Oh, I'm. Just,
I feel awkward if I stare.
I turn my head and blush, and I'm not going to say anything. But I'm going to just bitch to my wife later.
I don't see. I don't see it as a beautiful thing. I just see it as a thing, and it's just something that people do.
I just said a terrible thing to start in my head.
It just seems like an awkward...
If, like, you see a baby in the breastfeeding, you just walk up and hand an Oreo.
That was the mental thought.
Yeah, I don't know why. But, like, you hate it. Like, here's an Oreo.
Okay, that's awkward.
Yeah, I know.
Now, the women in these pictures...
Kid doesn't have teeth. That's so unrealistic. Come on. I can't eat an Oreo.
The women in these pictures are all white, which it just seems like a...
That doesn't matter.
What a bug, yeah.
But it doesn't matter, but they wanted to... I'm trying to do this because it counteracts the point, because they're like, we're going to try to get as many women of color as we can in this, too. They're going to try and make it diverse.
Does it literally say that?
I think they said diverse. They want to make it diverse.
They should have men in there, too.
Yeah. Just one guy is fucking... like all Family Guy.
I have nipples. Can you milk me?
I hope to have as much diversity as I can throughout the book, as well as quotes and stories from mothers throughout the nation.
What are the stories about, though? Like,
man, he bit down really hard this one time.
Shit. Well, like, honestly, yeah, that's what I'm getting at. Like, are they saying, like, stories of, like, yeah, I was breastfeeding on Bart, and it was so weird and creepy.
This
is that what
like
they're going to say?
Upper
well,
middle
I could have fucking said that was going to happen.
This just seems like a...
realize that.
This just seems like an upper middle-class, suburban, new-agey thing.
It does. But this like, makes us all three of us sound like assholes, because we're not females.
Hey, it's okay to tandem nurse. It says here.
Double-fisting it.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's holding two beers, right?
Jesus Christ.
Audible wink.
Jesus
wink
Christ. Oh, God.
Oh, fuck, I got the giggles again.
So I think, like, we've broken a new record for, like, explicit vulgar swear words this episode.
That's because we let Pierce talk.
Well, it's okay. We
well,
label
it's
the
like
thing
we're all
as
tired.
Explicit.
We all did a bit of work today. We're just... Yeah.
Oh, we're getting a beer after this.
So, yeah, the goal's 10,000, whatever.
And you know what would go...
It's a thing.
You know what would go good with beer?
What?
Potato salad.
Oh, fucking Christ!
That's right, we saved it for the very end.
I'm gonna burn this fucking guy's house to the ground.
Now, I don't like to talk bad about ongoing projects, but this one is starting this terrible revolution through Kickstarter that just needs to stop, because nobody fucking cares. So, if you go up to the search menu and you actually type in potato salad, you'll get the one that I'm actually talking about.
Yeah, it's the Zach Danger Brown.
Yes. Is that what the...
That's the guy's name.
Zach Danger Brown. Zach quotations Danger Brown. This guy's an idiot. Sorry.
He is.
I'm sorry, Zach, but this is dumb. You found a way to milk thousands of dollars out of people just for making potato salad. And that's what the Kickstarter is. Here's what he says. I'm making potato salad. Done. And he's got all these stretch goals and stuff. Initially, he was asking for $10. And somebody sent me this link to check this out, and at the time it was at $9,000. Now it's up to $48,000.
This is what is wrong with people.
Yes.
Why would you fucking contribute to this shit?
I get it. It's funny. Why would you put money into it?
How could you resist?
It's time to start canceling your pledges now.
How could you resist the $3 goal of getting a bite of potato salad
exactly.
in the mail.
All of these goals, all of these pledge goals that he has here are just, oh my god, $5. Deluxe package, choose potato salad.
I hope everyone just pulls out, like, the night before.
That would be awesome.
Oh, that would be
that
the
would
best.
Be, that would be the best.
We encourage all of our listeners to pull out the night before.
Here's the initial joke.
On a potato salad.
Here's the initial joke. Everybody pledging this much money. And the ultimate joke would be everybody pulling out
canceling
the day
minute.
Before.
It would give me some faith in humanity there.
Yeah.
But we
spoiler
know,
alert, you're going to lose faith in humanity.
You're giving $48,000 to a guy to make potato salad.
But see, now there's this whole other thing. There's like about eight different, like, help me make food things.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I saw
better potato salad.
Make grilled cheese. Make a paper airplane.
Pledge $2 or more. Pledge $2 or more. Receive a photo of him making potato salad.
If I see anyone's have a photo of this in their home, I regardless, male, female, you're gonna get kicked in the crotch.
I will burn that house to tinder.
And then not only that, and I don't know how to feel about the stuff that's coming up, making fun of it, talking about it. There's like the documentary. There's Flappy Potato Salad. Like,
oh, you're
Flappy
talking about
Bird.
The other
things, the ones that are going off it, the Flappy Bird potato salad, the potato salad simulator.
Yeah. So, public service announcement time, folks. Don't be a jackass.
Go down to Safeway and buy your potato salad. You don't need to give this guy money.
Exactly.
You might as well just, you know, transfer your bank account money into those Nigerian princes who've been begging you in the emails. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if we started seeing them on Kickstarter.
You know, potato salad doesn't keep that well, so all these people that think they're going to get potato salad from
him... He's not
going to
send shit out.
Exactly. This
scam,
is awful.
Scam.
So he's getting thousands of dollars. I don't get it. I hope he chokes on his potato salad.
Just, you know, people think they click on a button because they think it has no real consequences.
Every single article that I see about this, every single article that I see talking about this is negative. And they always have a dollar amount attached. And then as soon as you go and look at the Kickstarter, it has more money than the dollar amount that they had posted. So it's like people are reading this and being like, oh, this is a great idea. They're not getting the message of the article being written. It drives me crazy.
No, I'll tell you, it's a bunch of fucking like, fucking it's potato salad. Enter, you know, your pledge. Just because to be the funny guy, right? You think it's so fucking funny.
I mean, sure, he's got a cool idea. I wish that he would have just got his $10 and then went home.
There's no way to place a maximum limit on Kickstarters?
No, that's not the point of Kickstarter. You just go in.
How awful is that this guy, maybe, this D-bag, can just make that much off?
Maybe he can redeem himself if he ends up giving it to, like, a charity.
He won't.
Or something. He won't. He won't. But I would have very much respect for him if he did. You know? He just... And a real charity, not one of those, you know, politically charged pro-life, pro-choice ones, either of those, or a political campaign. I mean, like, something that feeds children.
It would be neat if he was just making this for a homeless shelter. But
yeah, that I would totally get behind. And he was like, yeah, this is all really going to charity. It's going to go for this good cause, blah, blah, blah. I'd be down for it.
Damn. What's the tax thing on this? They could get him for tax fraud. He, like,
receives large amount of the guys. What the implication is on this?
Well, as long as he pays his taxes, there's no problem there.
Right.
This is income.
Yeah.
He just has to pay taxes on it.
Yep.
He's gonna get audited for sure. Though. You receive a large amount of money like that, and all you say is potato salad.
Yeah. I hope the IRS audits the shit out of him, and he didn't pay in, so then he has to go back and like get audited for up to 4 years. That's no fun.
And then someone takes him to court over it. I want him to burn in settlement hell.
He'll be wrapped up in litigation for years.
So yeah, potato salad sucks. Go to Safeway and buy it.
Get a treadmill for your cat and shoot a laser at it.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Oh, get your cat treadmill. Get your Infinity Blue laser blaster.
I can't believe that idea just came from you. You are brilliant.
Did I not win today? We're giving the plan for Dr. Evil?
Dr. Evil. Yeah.
A laser?
Laser.
Treadmill, potato salad. I mean, that's
Mr.
like
Mr. Bigglesworth is just all set.
And get yourself a sweet leather belt.
Somebody put a bell on him.
A sweet wool hoodie. And some sweet salvage denim. That outfit.
Oh, boy.
While you torture the shit out of your cat. And then when the cat's done running, he can lick up his potato salad.
I'm not sure how hot that is. It might actually burn the cat.
Or you put the laser on top of the cat's head.
Oh,
starts with laser beams.
Oh man!
Why don't you just go back in time and kill him while he's on the crapper, Scott? You don't get it.
All right, folks, that's our show tonight.
That's amazing.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to check us out on
Facebook.
The Kickin' It Podcast.
Kickin' It Podcast Facebook, at Kickin' It Podcast on Twitter, kickinit.podcast@gmail.com. What are you laughing at?
What the hell?
What was our catchphrase?
Your catchphrase?
What was the catchphrase?
What are you laughing about?
That was sauce on the side.
You're dumb. Should we? Brack. 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 Brack.